We are expecting to hear from somebody else who was at the Republican National Convention, which is in Cleveland.
Yeah.
We're hoping to hear from Jeff Deal shortly. Actually, I'm getting the thumbs up from Mr. Larry.
Oh, it's Jeff Deal.
Representative, are you there?
I am here. I am so sorry. We're on the floor. They're playing some music, and we're about to start up the evening session. So I hope you can hear me somewhat.
No, we can definitely hear you. We just got done speaking with Ayla Brown. And we were talking,
excellent.
And she's actually in the building.
I'm going to see her tomorrow at a barbecue.
How has it been there?
Say it again?
I said, how has it been there?
Oh, it's exciting. Well, there's a lot of new people being brought into the political process by Donald Trump. In fact, in Massachusetts, he got almost half the Republican vote, and not a lot of folks were elected officials. So there's a lot of new people in our Massachusetts delegation here, and there are a ton of new people who are, you know, voting for Republicans, voting as delegates that are here at the convention. So a different feel from 4 years ago for Romney. And I'll tell you what, this place is actually rocking right now. A lot of people are getting very excited to have this kick off tonight.
Now, who are you looking forward to? I see there's a ton of guest speakers tonight.
I really can't point to anyone. I mean, I think what's really exciting is the fact that Melania is speaking tonight, Donald Trump's wife, and he's actually going to be here tonight. Normally, the presidential candidate waits till the final night to show up. He's going to be here tonight, and this place is going to, I'm sure, explode when they see him here.
Now, I see that Scott Baio is going to be there. Any fond memories of Chachi Arcola back in the day?
Well, as a tall, blonde-haired guy, he made all the girls want to, you know, date young, dark-haired Italians. So, no, I'm not really fond of Scott Baio, just in my youth. But, yes, a great character on Happy Days, and it all started there for him.
Well, I got to say, you looked great on national TV. We got a chance to see you Sunday on Fox News, and you were sitting with other representatives. How have you been received there as a delegate?
Well, I'll tell you what. First of all, a lot of the folks that I've been meeting as delegates around the country, the guys I was with were from Ohio and New Jersey. They're very excited not only about Donald Trump, but Mike Pence as the VP choice. J.C. is a really solid guy as far as the heartland of his home state of Indiana, obviously being able to affect Ohio, maybe even Illinois, and then his executive experience in as a governor, and then also in Congress, being able to bring experience to speak. And love Mike Pence as a pick, and I think it's great, too. Really appeals to the moderate base of the Republican Party. And then Donald Trump really allows him to continue to do what he's doing with the outreach to people who really, you know, maybe suspect it as far as independents or maybe even Democrats who were Bernie Sanders supporters that, you know, want to vote for someone who will make a change, and that's what Donald Trump's going to do. So the delegates I talk to are extremely excited not only about Donald, but also now about Mike Pence.
I got to say, I'm proud that you're able to call us from the floor of the Republican National Convention Center.
I love it, and I'll tell you, there are people dancing on the floor right now. I've never seen anything like this as a delegate 4 years ago. This is pretty exciting. So you're going to see a lot of great stuff coming out of Cleveland this week as far as news is footage, I'm sure.
I got to ask you, Representative, did you hear any news that there was a push for a vote to accept other nominations on the floor tonight?
Yeah. So, you know, it's what happened was the rules and platform committees met last week to go over what they were going to bring out to the floor for vote by delegates this morning. And what they think, you know, there's a... So we kind of knew that there was an effort to try to see if that would happen. We knew it didn't happen in the committee, but they were trying to get a floor vote. And what would have had to happen is there would have been that they needed 8 states to, by voice, approve of a floor vote to make that change. And it got shot down. And ultimately, the Colorado delegation, which was really one of the key players behind that, ultimately walked out. But that state's never been really friendly during the primary process. So, again, we sort of knew that was a... going to play out, and we expected it to fail, which it did. So, not a really big deal, just kind of a small little story for today as far as the procedural stuff.
Talk to us about the VP announcement. Are you excited by Mr. Pence?
Did you say that one more time?
Are you excited by Donald Trump's pick for vice president?
Well, yeah, Mike Pence, I mean, other than the delegates I spoke to who love it, I personally think it's great. Again, he brings the executive experience as a governor of a state. He's also, again, a solid conservative that really is going to stop folks that really, you know, wanted to, let's say, for example, still holding out for Ted Cruz, sort of the Never Trumpers. I think this really satisfies them. In fact, Ted Cruz is coming to the convention this week to speak, so that should really put to bed anybody who's been concerned about Donald Trump not picking someone who will provide some balance and a steady hand in D.C.
Now, I hear that you had a chance to have an interview with Maria Stefanos. How was that?
Maria's great. We actually were out today in the afternoon and trying to get into the convention center for that first convention session, and the lines were just, you know, down the streets. I mean, it was crazy, and it rained last night, so it was really humid. So she and I were pretty much sweating like crazy trying to talk with all these crowds around us. But you know what? It was great. She does a great job covering politics in Massachusetts, and then she does a great job at the conventions. And it was really an honor to speak with her because she's got a lot of experience with this stuff. So she asked great questions, and I really enjoyed my time with her. Also, Charmin Cicchetti, she and I did an interview. I was on with June Browdy as well from GBH. So really a great chance to talk to a lot of veteran political reporters from Massachusetts.
I guess.
And of course, that includes Kevin Tachi. I get to kick it all off or wrap it all up with Kevin Tachi. This is perfect.
And we definitely appreciate you having you here on 95.9 WAT talking about what's going on there on the floor. So the security's pretty tight, huh?
You know what? It's very much like Tampa 4 years ago. You've got local police, state police, sheriff's organizations all from all around the country. Then you have National Guard, and then you have a bunch of Secret Service and everything. So really, the place is very well. The place is very well protected. I think I feel very safe here.
Anything you want to say in closing? I know that you're in an area that you're limited in with how much you can talk because of being able to hear.
Yeah, we're just about to do the color guard and saluting the flag, so I better get going. But I appreciate you having me on. I'll talk to you soon, Kevin.
Let's try to get you on either tomorrow morning or maybe Wednesday morning to tell us, give us a wrap-up.
Wednesday would be great.
All right. There he is.
Take care, Kevin.
You got it. There he is. State Representative Jeff Deal, who is on the floor. So we did not only speak to one person who was at the Republican National Convention.
No, two.
But two.
I know.
Although... Larry, I'm surprised that he could hear us with all the noise that he said.
I made a phone call and told everybody to quiet down.
Is that what you did?
That's going on Monday Night Talk right now. We got live sound from the convention, too, in the background. Here.
Oh, really? Ooh, yeah. Let's listen in.
It sounds quiet.
It's still quiet right now.
It's still quiet.
I'll let them know. Okay.
Please welcome Ed McNamara, who, along with his wife, co-founded the Prayers for Maria Foundation in memory of their daughter, Maria, who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please welcome Marlena Van Hoos.
They're in an arena like the Boston Garden.
The National Anthem.
It's pretty neat. Let's listen to the National Anthem.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air. still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free?
That is the national anthem being sung at the Quicken Loans Arena, the kickoff of the 2016 Republican National Convention being held in Cleveland, Ohio, as we just got off the phone with State Rep Jeff Deal. You know what would have made that perfect, Ryan?
What?
That Hulse? Because we had talked to Ayla.
If Ayla had sung it, yeah.
If yes, Ayla yes. had sung yes. it, it would have been perfect. And I just want to kind of throw this out there. You've been hearing all weekend, and I had mentioned this, that there aren't going to be many stars. Do you know who Willie Robertson is?
Can you inform me?
CEO of Duck Commander and Buck Commander, the star of Duck Dynasty.
Oh, there it is,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Governor Rick Perry mm-hmm. will be there.
Of course, yeah.
Actually, former governor of Texas. Mm-hmm. He'll be there. Scott Baio. And then there's a lineup of the different Pat Smith. She's the mother of Benghazi victim Sean Smith. There's a theme. Mark Geist. He's the U.S. Marine Corps veteran who fought in the Battle of Benghazi.
Yep. There's a
Antonio
lot.
Antonio Sabato. You got a whole slew of people going to be
Rudy Giuliani.
Rudy, who let's not forget, boys. Where was Rudy at one time? He was right here on our property, was he not?
Yes, he was.
He was?
He was.
Oh, we
he
have
was
proof?
Indeed, yes.
Yes.
Probably have the audio somewhere.
Oh, we probably were during the open house. And I think he was stumping for somebody who was running for office, too, I think at that time. He might have been, yeah.
All right.
So it's a heck of a lineup.
I
will tell you, I have been trying to work diligently to see if there might be any South Shore contingencies heading to next week's DNC, so I could try to repeat the feat. I haven't been successful yet. But now, if there is anybody who is listening to Monday Night Talk, if you're a representative or a senator or somebody who is going to be heading out to the festivities, let us know. I'd love to have you on Monday Night Talk. Maybe Ryan will rejoin me for
sure.
Absolutely. If he's in the building.
Yeah.
But yeah, very interesting to hear that from Jeff Deal and get his take on what's going on, albeit it was brief, but he did say that he'll join us on Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And then we can kind of get an idea as to how things have progressed. Because they do have, I want to say that Dana White from the UFC, he's going to be speaking. There's a bunch of
interesting
different speakers who will be taking part. And as Jeff said, Melania, that's the... Donald Trump's wife is going to speak. She's a businesswoman.
Yes.
Very interesting. The thing we didn't get to ask about Mike Pence to Jeff Deal, and I kind of leave that hanging out there, the reports that I'm hearing that we know Donald Trump is not a big fan of NAFTA and some of the trade agreements that we have in place, but yet Mike Pence is. I will be curious to see how that all shakes out in conversation in regards to if in fact they are fortunate come November, or what'll happen with Hillary and who Hillary will end up picking. We haven't heard that yet, right?
No, not yet. I was...
Surprise. We'll have to wait.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait. Although, it's funny that Elizabeth Warren, after all the buzz that she was going to be speaking what the opening night, now we learned will not be speaking.
She's not on the list.
She's not on the list. That might only mean one thing.
Well, you know, during Bernie's endorsement speech, they kept using that phrase, better together. And that got me wondering.
So we got to wonder about that, too.
Yep.
And seeing the numbers of supporters for Bernie, it may make sense for her to pick. But I don't think it makes sense for him.
No, not necessarily. But, yeah, I think it makes sense.
I haven't heard Bernie in the conversation to be on that ticket. I don't think he'd want to be on that. I think he wouldn't want... I don't see him wanting to be a second banana.
No.
No, not necessarily.
No. He was willing to get her to concede on a couple of things for him to give his support. And we may see Bernie in 4 years, depending on what happens in November.
4 years? I mean, he's going to be like 78, 79 That's, years old.
Didn't hey. Stop John McCain.
Yeah. John didn't. Who?
Exactly.
I do have a clip of way back in time that I've got to play. Let's go way back.
Sorry, that was my Wayne's World
thing. Chicago, 1968.
Push me, take your hands off of me, unless you didn't plan to arrest me.
Wait a minute.
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather.
Thank you.
What's your name, sir?
And what is your name, sir? Take your hands off of me.
Dan Rather.
Unless you intend to arrest me, don't push me, please.
Sir,
I know you won't, but don't push me. Take your hands off of me, unless you didn't plan to arrest me.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Well, Walter, as you can see...
I don't know what's going on, but this well, these are security people apparently around Dan. And obviously getting roughed up.
We tried to talk to the man, and we got bodily pushed out of the way. This is the kind of thing that's been going on outside the hall. This is the first time we've had it happen inside the hall. I'm sorry to be out of breath, but somebody belted me in his stomach during that. What happened is a Georgia delegate, at least he had a Georgia
It goes on, but it is something that we hope we don't see. We don't see this time around.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, we're still doing a show here. Folks from Social Live are ready to enter here. Standing as Angels will be up next here on Social Live. Until next week at 6:15 p.m., you can listen to Monday Night Talk right here on 95.9 WATD.
South Shore's first choice for live team coverage of breaking news, emergency traffic, and severe weather. 95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.